I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Personal courage takes many forms. For some, it's standing up to a relentlessly abusive oppressor. For others, courage is facing difficult truths about oneself or coping with a daunting health condition. And for some, courage means standing by one's deep-seated, heartfelt beliefs, especially in the midst of a potentially hostile environment. Aristotle wrote, "You will never do anything in this world without courage." This week's essayist, 17-year-old Ariba Khan, has learned how to live up to those wise words at a very young age.
The first day of middle school is traumatic. All fifth graders recreate their reputations. Some become meaner, some become snobbier, but not many become kinder. They try to be people they're not. Most importantly, they all start judging more harshly. Seconds before I left the house for my first day, my parents stopped me. My mother held a hijab in her hand. Until this point, I had never worn a headscarf to school. The scarf was prepared to announce my religion to everybody. But I wasn't ready. I told my mother that I'm not old enough. I backed away slowly. Wearing the scarf meant my reputation would disintegrate. "You get good deeds," my father sighed, referring to the command for a Muslim woman to wear a hijab. He must have seen the look on my face when he told me to sit down. For the next few minutes, I listened to the story of the Little Rock Nine, the teenagers who fought for their education in 1957, which was denied because of their skin color. I was inspired. I rose with a resolve. I would wear my scarf to school. But as every minute passed, my anxiety grew. In my homeroom, I didn't know what to expect. As I sat in my chair, I covered my face with my hands. I didn't talk to any of the students who burst into the room. As the teacher took attendance, my stomach clenched. I heard a boy ask, "Why are you wearing that?" "It's because of my religion," I replied. Another boy asked the same question. My reply was the same. My classmates' curiosity grew so intense, I felt as if I was preaching to them about Islam. The conversation continued throughout the day. When I was walking home with my mother, she asked, "So was it that bad wearing a hijab to school?" I realized it wasn't traumatic after all. There were a lot of questions, but nobody offended me. Maybe the rest of the year would be fine. It was. I now believe that appearance is only one piece of who we are, and I'm proud that I was strong enough to make the decision that changed my initial perspective of my middle school peers, as well as how I was perceived by them.
Ariba Khan will be entering the 12th grade at Sharon High School in Massachusetts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.